This is Dakota Datebook for August 28th. Lawrence Welk was, in some ways, North Dakota's first celebrity. The famous band leader was born on his German-speaking family's homestead near Strasbourg in 1903, but his dreams of music led him away from North Dakota. Welk worked and played local dances for 4 years to repay his father $400 for his first accordion. He left North Dakota at the age of 21 and pursued professional music, growing in popularity as his career progressed, playing dances, ballrooms, and resorts, then to television and the long-running Lawrence Welk Show. Welk didn't forget his North Dakota roots. He returned in 1961 to celebrate the centennial of Dakota Territory. He spent his first night as a guest of Governor Bill Guy at the North Dakota Governor's Mansion in Bismarck after being feted as honorary Dakota Territory governor in Manchester, South Dakota. That event was part of the Centennial Gold Rush celebration that drew 100,000 people to the tiny town. The next day, on this date in 1961, Governor Guy commissioned Welk as the first honorary colonel of President Theodore Roosevelt's Rough Riders. Welk received a leather scroll for membership of the new organization. Welk and Guy participated in the Ward County Diamond Jubilee Parade, which attracted 20,000 spectators in Minot. Later that day, Welk performed near Mandan during intermission for an outdoor play that drew an overflow crowd. Welk, along with a state lawmaker and a tenor from his orchestra, gave a short performance that included singing, waltzing, polka dancing, and, of course, the accordion. Strasbourg cheese circulated in recognition of Strasbourg Day and Welk's hometown. The next day, Welk visited Strasbourg for a banquet and family reunion. More than 400 people crammed the venue to rub elbows with the music man, who also danced and sang. Welk and his family also visited the old homestead that day. He received many thank yous from locals for helping fund the new swimming pool, gifting an organ for Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, and a loudspeaker for the local civic club. Welk left Strasbourg the next day to return to California to tape his television show. Welk retired in 1982 at the age of 79, but reruns of his show are still on the air today. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.